Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The water crisis in Flint, Michigan was a surprise to a lot of people, outside of Flint anyway. But though it's gotten a lot of attention in the media, Flint isn't alone. The small community of Hoosick Falls, New York, about 40 miles northeast of Albany, has a poisoned water crisis of its own, and the residents there are now in a confrontation because of their demands for safe drinking water. The first official warnings came back in December when the Environmental Protection Agency advised Hoosick residents against drinking and cooking with water in their village. The water was found to have high levels of perfluorooctanoic acid, otherwise known as PFOA. It's a chemical used in everything from Teflon to food wrappers. Well, last week, the State Department of Environmental Conservation named Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics and Honeywell International as the two companies responsible for the PFOA contamination. Saint-Gobain is the village of Hoosick's largest employer. Michael Hickey is a resident of Hoosick Falls. His father worked at Saint-Gobain and passed away from kidney cancer 3 years ago. It was 14 months before the EPA warning that Hickey suspected his father's death might have something to do with exposure to PFOA. Michael Hickey joins me now. Michael, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Explain how the contamination in Hoosick Falls water was first detected.
I started reading into this in late January, early February of 2014. One of our local teachers passed away, which a short time after my father did. And there's always been kind of a thought in Hoosick Falls that we've had high levels of cancer. So after the teacher passed away, it was a basic Google search. I looked at one company first that used kind of more regulated chemicals, Oak Mitsui, with all the zines that they really test for down there. But then I looked into Saint-Gobain, and my dad worked there for 32 years as well. So all I typed in was Teflon and cancer. So I continued to read about it for 2 to 3 months. Then I sent it to one of our local doctors to see if there was anything to it. He read through some of the information, and he thought maybe we should follow through on it. I contacted the mayor shortly after that in August of 2014 to see if they were able to test for it. They were unable to. So I followed through and I found the lab that DuPont used for all their testing in British Columbia, Canada, which is called Axis Analytical. I ordered a kit at that point in time. They sent one to my home a few weeks later after that. Then I followed up again with the mayor and the Department of Water supervisor because it was calling for 2 raw samples of the water. When I called them, they wouldn't allow me to have the raw water samples. The mayor informed me that private citizens did not have access to raw samples as such. So I took a sample from my sink, my mother's sink, and then I went to the local McDonald's and dollar store and took 2 samples from there as well because they were on private wells. Sent out the water. I came back a few weeks after that. With levels over 480 at my house and 540 parts per trillion at my mother's house. The EPA guideline at that point in time was 400 parts per trillion, which we were obviously above. Contacted the mayor again and informed him of the results. They ran their first test in October of 2014. The results came back October 16th of 2014, pretty much mirroring my first results.
And you basically felt after your testing that the mayor either slow-walked this or brushed it aside?
Correct. Because finding it in August of 2014, the unfortunate part here was that it's an unregulated contaminant, yes, but there's been enough research and science on this to know that it's not good.
We should point out here, Michael Hickey, that the EPA has named Saint-Gobain and Honeywell as responsible for the contamination, but no official connection has been made between that contamination and the cancers in your village, right?
Yeah, they've named them as responsible, which pretty much a foregone conclusion because of how close they are really to the wells.
So Michael Hickey, in many ways, part of the problem here is that you have a chemical that was used with no proof that it's safe or dangerous, right? Nobody had to prove it was safe before they could start using it at these two companies and before it ultimately got into the water supply.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. There wasn't any tests done in the beginning, I'm sure. You know, Teflon's been around for 60 years, 65 years at this point in time.
Do you think that you would have gotten attention for your story if Flint hadn't happened and the contamination there in Michigan? What do you think when you watch that story coming from Michigan?
I do think that, you know, Governor Cuomo jumped on board this because he didn't want another situation like Flint.
So the governor and the state have dedicated $10 million from the state's super fund to help with the cleanup. Is that enough in your view?
Probably not. 10 million, I think it's a good start for where we have to go. Need to relocate a new water supply first, as we are so close right now with our current wells to Saint-Gobain. So that'll be step one. But then there's also private wells on the outside of the village, which the governor said that he would want to put on the carbon systems into their homes as well. So 10 million really is kind of a start.
Now, you've also talked a lot about foot dragging from local officials, pushback from your own government. Does that mean that political action is coming in Hoosic Falls?
Yeah, I imagine there will be some sort of action done. It was hard, really hard in the beginning, probably November of this year. The EPA came out with a letter. You know, they were saying don't drink with it, don't cook with it. And yet the Department of Health was giving out a letter at the same meeting that we were at and saying that the chemical was completely fine and it's safe up to 50,000 parts per trillion. So the Department of Health and the EPA haven't really been on the same page during this entire process, which is really unfortunate because I think it's hard on the level where we're at, being, you know, smaller government. It's really hard to get through the multiple layers and get on the correct page with everybody. I really think that that was one of the obstacles as well, that the EPA and the Department of Health really weren't on the same page.
I mean, at the end of the day, Michael Hickey, a resident like you shouldn't have to order testing kits from Canada and test the water himself to prove to everybody that there is a problem.
You know, I think this process was handled relatively awful since the beginning. You know, the EPA, I think when they found out about this, I think they did a good job. You know, we never wanted to get legal involved in this. What really the goal was in the beginning was to go in after even the testing was done and say, you know, here's the folder, here's the information, you should handle this and quickly.
The water supply in Hoosic Falls, New York, is contaminated. The Environmental Protection Agency has named two companies as responsible, and it's local citizens like Michael Hickey who had to do the testing themselves and raise the alarms. Michael Hickey of Hoosic Falls, thank you so much.
Thank you.